registration.
10, 9, 8, ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Here we go.
Hell yeah, let me hear.
Start Operation Noisemaker.
This is the theme to Penrod Show. The theme to Penrod Show. Penrod called me up and asked if I could write his theme song. I'm almost halfway finished. How do you like it so far? How do you like
it? Puts a smile on my face every day. It really does.
This is the theme to Penrod Show. The opening theme to Penrod Show.
It's a happy song.
The music that you hear when all systems are a go. We're almost to the part of where I start to whistle. Then we'll hear the Penrod Radio Show.
So whistle.
I hate whistling.
This is the theme to Penrod's Radio Show.
Clue, in case you can't read, don't put it on your skin. You don't put it on your skin. Gorilla Glue.
Good news today, guys.
In case you can't read.
No reports of people putting Gorilla Glue in their hair or on their face or anything else. So we are starting the day off. On a positive note there. So that's always good to start with. I'm happy nobody's done anything stupid as of yet today. But again, on this 18th day of February, it's still bright and early. So never know what's going to happen as the day goes on. Thank God for TikTok. Hey, coming up on the program today, The Rock. The Rock's got a new TV show out. Did you watch it, guys?
No. Young Rock? I did not.
No. I actually got a text from my ex-wife. Are you watching this? Unfortunately, I was not at the time because I was with my lady. And so there was no TV going on at the time. So, but I understand dishes, it's got good reviews.
Okay.
We were doing the dishes. And but The Rock actually was on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon talking about maybe one day running for presidente again. He talked about it back in 2018, so we're going to touch on that here, and we'll see. I got an idea what The Rock's speeches or debates will sound like, so we got that coming up here a little bit. Don't forget the Hotline to Happiness. It's always open, 888-PENROD, 1-888-736-7631. Munch has got news of the world on the way. Paul is prepping the sports. It's a big anniversary, too, right? We're going to talk about a big anniversary in sports.
Significant.
That's coming up and more on the Penrod Show next.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Tell me that wouldn't be so much cooler than this stupid president song we've got now. I mean, that would sound so much cooler than Hail to the Chief.
No.
You know? See, this is just not as cool as The Rock's. You know, I'd much rather have...
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
And okay, then maybe more of a rocked up version of Hail to the Chief would be kind of cool. But if The Rock ever runs for president, I'm telling you, he's got to jazz it up a little bit. And he says he's got aspirations.
You know what?
He's doing a media tour right now because he's got this new show, Young Rock, which is getting a lot of hype. A lot of people liked it. My ex loved it. I mentioned she messaged me while she was watching it saying, are you watching this? You guys didn't watch it, though, right? You don't watch regular TV, do you?
Not really.
No. I was watching sports, Penrod.
You're watching sports? Okay. Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
That's my job.
Yeah. Well, back in 2018, The Rock was on Stephen Colbert and said this.
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes.
What's your model in that regard?
Well, by the way, just to put it in context, is something happened with the Washington Post. They had posted a story. They had written a story and said the gist of it was, if I were to run, I could have a legitimate shot at winning. It kind of picked up the steam. And when it picked up steam, a lot of people kind of thought, yeah, actually, that's a great idea. So when that started picking up, of course, when I'm asked, yes, I have incredible respect for our American people and our country. So I said, yes, I would consider it.
And actually, he's still pretty serious about considering it. I mean, weirder things have happened, right? We got Schwarzenegger, who was governor. What, Paul?
Oh, he would be our most heavily tattooed president.
He would probably be the biggest president we ever had, too.
Well, I mean, the most muscular, not the biggest. We've had some fat dudes.
Yeah, DR was president. Guy. Yeah, Grover.
Can you imagine?
Look at Taft. Okay.
Yeah, Taft. What the hell? Can you imagine if he actually won and he addresses the entire world?
That jabroni beating, pie eating, trail blazing, eyebrow raising, ready to strike on the attack. The Rock will tell you in all languages, right here in German. Das Wien Zuckerstein. Here it is in Chinese. Jingbaka Wong. You damn sure will understand this. Good old fashioned American way, USA. Just bring it. Know your role and shut your mouth.
I'm down for a President Rock. I don't know about you, but I am down for a President Rock.
And Mad Radio.
Welcome back to the program. So it's cold all over the country right now, to say the least. Yeah. I mean, everywhere suffering right now.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, Texas, they don't know what the heck to do in Texas right now. They're like shut down. I mean, they didn't even get a dusting. It just got a little chilly, and now they're all like freaking out. But can you imagine?
It's worse than that. Jeez, you're being mean to them. They got hit hard.
Yeah. Well, what if people started acting like the response to the cold, like it was the vaccine? Can you imagine that?
Dude, it's like 30 degrees. Don't you want to put on a jacket?
No, I'm not brainwashed by the coat industry. Thank you.
The coat industry? Are you worried about getting hypothermia?
You know what? If you look at the statistics for hypothermia, most of those people were wearing coats.
And so that's reason to not layer up when it's literally been snowing all day.
I feel like if you did your own research, you'd better know this. The coat industry is like $1 billion industry. It's all a scam. So they want to get you to buy more coats.
Because coats work.
Okay, I like coats.
Do your own research on this, and then we can have like an actual conversation.
Okay. It's cold out. And that's,
do I look sick?
I'm actually somebody that wears shorts year-round, too. And I actually have sweatpants because it's gotten a little chilly, to be honest with you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
it's time for News of the World!
You hear me? Honey! Look at me!
With Munch.
5, 4.
On the Penrod Show.
People talk loud when they want to act smart, right?
Correct!
She say like with Munch, like she says news. No, she can't. Okay, so speaking of masks, two guys said, you know what, we're not wearing our masks. As a matter of fact, anybody who asks us, we're going to arrest them. However, they can't arrest anybody because they were just faking you being U.S. Marshals. One man, 81-year-old, who cares what his name is, and 58-year-old, who cares what his name is, were jailed because they were found out and they were running around saying, I'm a U.S. Marshal. Where's your mask? Where's my mask? I don't need a mask. They got arrested.
That's not good. But it's still, it all goes back to this.
This morning, as COVID cases mount across the country, the mask debate is intensifying.
People are very passionate on both sides of the great mask debate.
The partisan mask debate is heating up.
Mask debate.
I mean,
growing.
This whole mask debate thing.
Have us cover the mask debate.
Mask. You got to make sure you say that right. The mask debate. It's really, it's hitting a lot of people. I got to be honest with you.
Take his mask and shut.
Welcome back. My name is Penrod, and I am super excited. Super excited for a new movie that comes out. It's not oft that I will watch a Disney movie, but there's one coming out that I'm going to watch. Oh, I'm going to watch it. You can guarantee I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, what is it?
But I wasn't for everyone. I guess they were always scared that I'd be a psycho.
Sorry now.
But a new day brings new opportunities.
Sorry now.
And I was ready to make a statement. I am woman. Hear me roar. I'm Cruella. No.
Emma Stone stars as Cruella de Vil.
I will never get over her dying in Amazing Spider-Man 2. So I don't want to watch this movie because...
Oh, me too, man.
I like her.
No, I never saw that.
That's what I think of her. That's what I think of Miss Emma Stone. Ooh, wow, 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 wow.
She is good.
But although,
yeah.
She's a pretty lady. She got that red hair. Maybe that's why I like Pammy so much, because Pammy's got red hair.
She does?
Yeah, Pammy's got the red hair. But, I mean, she doesn't talk like Emma Stone, though. Because if she did, that would be...
Oh, wow.
May, right. It's coming out. And actually, they're saying this is like a... almost like a Joker treatment, because it's a prequel to the original story.
Yeah.
So we kind of get to see where she's coming from and things like that. So
it's Cruella de Vil before she steals 101 Dalmatians.
Did she really steal 101 Dalmatians?
You don't even know the backstory to Cruella. She was going to make a coat out of Dalmatians. Oh, my God. You know what? You're not allowed to watch the movie. You're so inept. I don't know.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? He's sporting his white crew socks and sandals.
Even your infantile jokes seem charming and witty this morning.
Time for the Daily Dad Joke.
Spew them out.
On Penrod Radio.
All right, what do you got?
If you got an email or joke that you want to email to me, go ahead at munchonair@gmail.com. All right? munchonair@gmail.com. I got this from a guy named Doug.
If that's what you want to, we're out of time already. We're going to have to do the dad joke. You just ramble it out. You don't even know your stupid email address. munchonair@gmail.com. The dad joke is coming up next on the Penrod Show.
But wait.
The Penrod Radio Show.
So PETA is getting after this Russian model because she posed naked on an elephant. And
what's wrong with that?
I know. That's what I was wondering. I don't understand why they're doing something like that. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? He's sporting his white crew socks and sandals.
We missed it last time.
Your infantile jokes seem charming and witty this morning.
Time for the Daily Dad Joke.
Spew them out.
On Penrod Radio.
Okay, so at Munch, no, I'm sorry, just Munch on
did
Air.
You,
at
did you hear this? Did you see this story?
No,
did
Munch on Air.
Story about this mom's trick to make toilet paper last.
Wait, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? No. What?
It doesn't seem like you're ready, so I'm
ready.
Moving. I got the Ritalin and the Red Bull rolling this morning.
Well,
you know how hard
doctor.
It is for a 47-year-old guy to get a prescribed for Ritalin?
It's dad joke time. Like, you cut me off already once. You already cut me off. You already cut me off once. Play the open.
Just it's time for the Daily Dad Joke.
And I need all of you today. To stop what you're doing and listen.
On Penrod Radio.
We don't even pen voice, girl. munchonair@gmail.com. If you got a dad joke you want to send me. Man, ants are the only creatures that can't catch COVID. You want to know why?
No, why?
Because, oh my God. You know what? Can we just do this next break? I just, oh my God. Can't even read what I wrote.
Jeez!
You poor thing. You poor thing. All right, well, he's going to get his thoughts together. Maybe if we just communicated with emojis, wrote everything in emojis, it would make it easier for Munch to communicate. No, it wouldn't. Emojis are dumb. I don't know if you've seen that Apple's putting out a whole bunch of emojis, new ones here with the update.
Oh, great.
I have.
We need more.
A major problem with emojis. I got to be honest with you. I should trademark this term. We're progressively regressing. People think we're moving forward with all this technology and everything, but we're not. We're regressing. Yeah. We are communicating with hieroglyphics now.
I know.
It's just on a cell phone. That's it. Yeah. I mean, I refuse to really answer people when they start putting string of emojis to try to communicate with me. That's not going to happen.
No,
like my
you.
Kids will try, and I just text them back, speak English, please. And it's weird because they all speak French. But I'm like, this is crap. Why are we doing this? We've got to stop with this progressive regression that we are doing. So I'm asking everybody, please stop communicating with emojis. Munch?
Tiny little antibodies. That's why. A tiny antibody.
It's the 25th anniversary of Happy Gilmore, Penrod. Can you believe it?
Yay! Happy Gilmore!
Give me my ball! Give it here! Pop it up! I swear to God, I'll rip it out of you! Give me the ball, alligator.
So we're not going to talk sports. We're going to talk sports movies, I guess.
Yeah. Well, might as well. I mean, this is a noteworthy anniversary, man. It's one of the cult classics, my friend.
It is a pretty good movie.
I mean, don't you like Happy Gilmore?
I will be honest with you. It's the only Adam Sandler movie that I like. Well, I like the other one where he played the football player. The remake of the was it The Replacements?
No, The Longest Yard.
Yeah that one. I like that one.
No.
That was good.
I mean, those are the only really two Happy Gilmore movies that I like. Adam Sandler.
Bobby Boucher.
Yes. It's hard to... It's kind of the same character in every movie. I get it. But so he actually celebrated the anniversary by teeing it up and trying to hit it like Happy Gilmore. And he took some video on it. So check it out.
Okay. It's been 25 years since I've done this. Let's see what happens.
Shooter McGavin, this is for you. And I'm not lying to you. That is smashed. Smashed.
And that went pretty well. You're dead, Shooter.
And of course, Shooter McGavin's going to have a rebuttal for this. I mean, he's not going to just let a sleeping dog lie here.
I hated Shooter McGavin.
Nice drive, Gilmore. 25 years, huh? Let's see if it's Shooter's tour. Check it out. It's all about the short game. Drive for show, putt for the dough. Money. Shooter, still got it. And, why don't you just meet me at the ninth green at 9, Gilmore? Little secret of the pros. Okay? Oh, and, Gilmore, wear something nice.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
That was good.
That guy's not dead?
No, he's not dead. No.
The Shooter Gavin.
He just recorded that yesterday. Did he die overnight?
Oh, what the hell? I mean, he can record it for future use, like 10 years ago when he died. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And Rick Ashley's not dead either, just so you know.
It was last week.
Yeah. Huh? No, he's not dead.
No.
Rick Ashley is not dead, thank God. You mentioned that the other day, and you threw me off, and then I got up. We were off the air. I'm like, are you kidding me? He's not dead. I'm like Googling it going, he better not be dead. Because he told me he was never going to give me up, never going to let me down, never going to run around, and never going to desert me. Welcome back to the show. That's me, Penrod. Big news, guys. I don't know if you heard.
Uh-uh.
Did you hear this? Miss Paris Hilton, 40 years old, got engaged again.
Oh, God.
I can tell you're excited, aren't you?
She keeps hopping on that horse, huh?
Why do I even know your name?
No, I don't know why we do.
Paris Hilton, I think you must have bought all of your fame.
Totally. She's cute, though.
Paris Hilton. Yeah.
Too thin.
I want to hit you.
Hey, now. Hey, what? No, you can't do that. No.
Cool. Weird, just weird.
And wired.
Plug in.
It's time for the Web Watch on the Penrod Show.
All right, normally I would have a different Web Watch for you, but today we're going to revisit yesterday. this is why I'm broke.com, because we had so much fun looking at different things you can buy on this website. Again, it's a good time waster. Or a money waster. That's why it's called thisiswhyimbroke.com. Paul, what did you find, buddy, that you wanted on there?
Well, my product is only $7.99, so I may actually order this one. It's called the RotoWipe. Did you see this?
No.
Let me read the description for you. Okay.
I'm going to search.
Quit throwing your money away on toilet paper once and for all.
Okay. It's clean, right?
The RotoWipe.
It's clean. The RotoWipe is clean, right?
Yeah. It's clean. It's an actual product. This is legitimate. I mean... So quit throwing your money away on toilet paper once and for all by upgrading to the RotoWipe. This handy bathroom accessory fits right under the toilet seat so that you can conveniently clean your nether regions with the soft bristles of the rotating cleaning wheel.
No dude wipes for Paul.
I can't.
No, we don't need them. Costly.
I just...
Jeez.
Munch, did you find something on there?
I did, and you know what? It's also bathroom oriented. It is bioluminescent bath bombs.
What?
You can take a bath in the dark, drop them sons of guns right up in that water, and they will bioluminescently illuminate the beauty of your bathroom, and you can get them green in different colors. Yeah. Like, take a it's a bath bomb.
Seriously?
That glows. Meow.
Oh, God.
Check it out. This is why I'm broke. And if you got a college kid, that's broke. There's a perfect one on there for $30. It's a monthly thing. The ramen subscription box.
Oh,
or, I mean, if you could be in either in college or be a broke sports reporter. Either one of them would work.
Hey!
Well. Welcome back to the program. Big artist who's been around for a long time. I mean, he was like in my cassette deck when I was a kid. John Mellencamp, getting ready to finish up his 25th album. Wow. John Mellencamp.
Wow, how many?
He's been around a long time. Wasn't he married to the You've Got Mail chick? What's her name?
Meg Ryan. They were engaged, but they're done.
Oh, they are? Oh. His new live album and documentary titled The Good Samaritan Tour is coming up. They're supposed to be in the spring. And it's actually narrated by Matthew McConaughey. That's
all right,
cool.
All right.
How cool would that be? Mm-hmm. He's looking at touring in 2022. So he did put out a little teaser. If you go to his website, Mellencamp.com. Wonder why he dropped the cougar part. I always like the cougar part. It set him aside a little bit. But here's a little clip of his new song. If you want to hear it, you want to hear his new song.
Yeah, why not?
All right,
let's go.
Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili.
Seems like I've heard it before. I think.
Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili.
It's kind of repetitive for him, I think.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
I think he's maybe getting old and losing some creativity or something.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
John, take your meds.
I don't know. I don't know how well that's going to do for him. This seems kind of repetitive to me.
Yeah. You got something good, you go with it.
I suppose. Yeah. It was one of his biggest hits. And might as well, little remix of him right there. Actually, here's the real song. It's called Lie to Strangers.
I always lie to strangers.
Wow, he sounds dirt old.
I always lie to people I met home.
Maybe that's why Meg dumped him. He lied too much.
There'll be no church bells chiming for me.
What contest the heck?
Is my only plea.
I mean, he's had four heart attacks, but I mean, what the heck?
Wow. That's,
yikes.
I always lie to strangers.
Ain't no lying with that singing. You old.
Doesn't he sound like dirt old? That's horrible, John. Why would you do that to us? I'd rather hear this, buddy.
Sucking on a chili dog.
Welcome back to the show, 888-PEN-ROD-1. That's how you can reach us or follow us on the social. Don't forget there's a podcast of every day's program. You can download it just in case you missed anything. It's all the podcast locations. A lot of snow out there all over the country, which, of course, is great to go play in if it's not too cold.
Yeah, all right.
But I wanted to mention this story kind of as a public service announcement. Kid in Switzerland has died.
Uh-oh.
The other day because they had so much snow and they built an igloo, which I'm sure if you've ever played in the snow, you've wanted to build a fort.
Tried, yeah.
And it collapsed on
them.
So nothing funny about that much.
Not at all.
So just if you're going to let the kids play out in the snow, make sure they're careful, you know.
Yeah, it's scary. We used to worry about snow drifts and falling between a wall or a fence that the snow drift blew up on and falling in there and never being found again. So, I mean, it's very, very concerning.
Yeah, and another kid, I don't know if you saw this story, this other kid was playing hide-and-go-seek. And fortunately, he's okay. You know, I don't want to have all bad news, but fortunately, he's okay. He hid in a place that you probably don't want to hide.
7-year-old Elias Quezada of Tampa picked the wrong place to play hide-and-seek in a trash can. All of a sudden, the garbage truck arrived. Its mechanical arm scooped up the can and dumped Elias into a mountain of trash in the back. But
driver
Waldo Fidel saw something out of the corner of his eye. That split second saved Elias's life. He escaped with just a cut on his wrist.
Well, that's good. Little Elliot, hiding in a garbage can. Elliot, what do you got to say to about yourself, buddy?
I was thinking this might be the end for me. I almost thought I was going to be a mashed potato. I don't like trash cans anymore.
Did he say white trash cans or don't like trash cans?
I don't like. He said don't like trash
cans. Oh.
Yeah. And
no, we almost had a real-life garbage pail kid right there.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those? The little stickers that came with really horrible-tasting gum. They made it into a cartoon. And
yeah, the gum was...
Yeah, fortunately, he's okay.
Gum was like...
fortunately, he's okay.
I think it was chewing tree bark.
Yeah, pretty close to it. Yeah, tree bark with a little sap that run down it. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, he's okay, aren't you, Elliot?
I was thinking this might be the end for me. I almost thought I was going to be a mashed potato. I don't like trash cans anymore.
That's okay. So there you go. Don't hide in trash cans and don't eat yellow snow. Is that what I was going to say? No, don't hide in a snow igloo. That's what it was.
Be careful.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Welcome back to the program. I love social media because there's people out there that love to share too much about their life. Did you hear about this?
She walks into the hotel and she quickly explains to me that her husband has been cheating on her. She knows that he is currently at my hotel the woman, and she wanted to know what room number he was in. Unfortunately, I could not tell her because of privacy reasons. And rightly so. She could have been lying to me. She could have been the other woman, you know? I don't know. So I checked her into the room right next to the room that her husband was in.
Oh, no, she didn't.
What?
Oh, no, she didn't.
Kind of thin. It was actually kind of sad, and that's why I purposely left it out. She did hear her husband in the next room, and she left kind of sad, but she did thank me before she left.
That is a sad story.
Happy Valentine's Day.
That is a sad story right there.
Women sticking together, they are tough to beat.
See, the internet is killing us. The internet is killing us. It's dumbing us down and getting us caught.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
it's time for News of the World!
You hear me? Look at me!
With Munch.
5, 4.
On the Penrod Show.
People talk loud when they want to act smart, right?
Correct!
If you don't want to get busted cheating, have your wife know where you are for 252 hours. A group of 40 people in Canada have completed a $1.4 million gain because they want to help fund cancer research by playing hockey for 252 hours straight.
Mike Lowe is one of 40 players taking part in the world's longest hockey game to fund cancer research. Many players personally affected by the disease.
My dad's going through cancer right now, so it made me want to join this year. And obviously for all the other people that are affected by it, just an opportunity and honor to meet all these great guys and be a part of something really special.
The game is coming to an end on Monday after 12 freezing cold days of play.
Boring.
All players have been rotating in day and night. They take short sleep breaks, but play never stops.
Let's go. I'm bored. Let's go.
Man, Munchin, you tell me I come up with obscure sports stories.
Hockey. I got to be honest with you. And there's hockey all over this great country, but hockey sucks.
1.4 million.
It's boring.
Research.
What?
Cancer research is nice.
Well, no, cancer research is nice. It's great. But playing hockey, I would rather play chess for cancer research.
The Penrod Radio Show.
It's Lent. Mm-hmm. It's Lent for cat lickers.
Yeah.
Do other religions celebrate Lent much?
No clue. I have no clue. I know I do news and I should be informed. I have no clue.
I don't either. I don't either. I mean, we both went to Catholic school.
I did.
So
yeah, 12 years of it.
We both got ashes on our heads at one point for Ash Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we had to give up something for Lent, and normally they made a project out of it, right? Where we had to present in front of the class what we're giving up for Lent.
The early years, yeah.
Yeah, and then we couldn't have meat on Friday.
Right. My mom still...
Which I thought was asinine.
Yeah, well, she still follows that to this day. Like yesterday, she did not touch any meat products, beef, pork, chicken, whatever. And then this Friday and every Friday during Lent, she will eat fish or not at all, maybe. I don't know.
Chicken. You can eat chicken, can't
you? No, it's meat. That is. I guess land roaming creatures are considered meat, and anything that you catch when you go bass fishing, yeah, I guess. Yeah. I guess.
Of course, traditionally, you're supposed to give something up for Lent.
Yeah.
Something, you know, if you're unfamiliar with Catholics are sinners our whole life. We're condemned to death and we're sinners.
Yeah.
We're never going to get to heaven. We're going to sit in purgatory forever unless we give up something for Lent.
Okay.
And I got to be honest with you. We're only 2 days into it, and I've already tapped out. but this priest has got a pretty good idea, and maybe I can do this.
I thought with the pandemic and so many other things that have gone on in the world and in people's hearts, let's fast from negativity, which gives us the opportunity to really focus on who we are and what God wants us to be. I thought, hey, if we give up negativity and speech and attitude and thinking, that it's just going to make us better people and we're going to have a happier Easter.
He wants us to give up negativity.
I'll be honest with you. The only negativity I'm not willing to give up is my COVID test results. I want those to stay negative.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
It's time for the Daily Dad Joke.
Giving up negativity is stupid.
Stop what you're doing and listen. On Penrod
Radio. What do we got today?
Okay, so
we're going to get it in quick.
Yeah, speaking of COVID, ants are the only creatures that can't catch it. You want to know why?
Why?
Because they have tiny little ant eye bodies.
I don't know where that applaud came from. That was horrible.
The Penrod Radio Show.
I don't know about maximum effort. I'm kind of half.
80%?
80% maybe?
75.
Some days. I guess. Yep. Welcome back to the program. So here's a scary thing. Have you ever found something that freaked you out much?
Like just happened upon it or like?
Yeah, just stumbled across maybe a body.
No.
I got to be honest with you. I would lose my stuff if I did.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I can handle that very well.
I found my wife in a catatonic, weird, abnormal state. But, that was just a seizure. So other than that, no, nothing's ever really shook me.
Well, listen to this.
A sight that could make anyone do a triple take. What looks like a body and several legs floating in water was thankfully just plastic. California Highway Patrol got the 911 call around 8 a.m. this morning. A trucker had spotted the mannequin carnage.
Mannequin carnage. I love how she puts it. The mannequin carnage.
It was just plastic? Are we sure it was a mannequin and not one of these Hollywood starlets who get face work?
Oh, that's true. It could have been them. Actually, I watched the video, and there was a mannequin body that was floating face down. And I'll be honest, it looked like it could have been a body. But then in other parts of the pond, there was like a leg floating here and an arm floating over there. And right away, I'd have been like, well, that's not real. No. You know? But I tell you what, I was fishing once, and I was fishing by a lock. And do you know what an eddy is? I'm not talking about the cartoon Eddie. It's like where water kind of swirls around near the shore, whatnot.
Okay.
So we're fishing, and it's around Halloween. So let me preface it by saying that. Okay. And I look over, and there's this eddy, and there's this white thing right along the edge of the shore, just swirling around.
Okay.
And I'm looking, going, that's a skull. So the guy I'm with, he's like, no, it's not. I'm like, go over there. Let's look. So we cruise over there. I'm bumping it with the tip of my fishing rod, and it turns, and it was a skull. Yeah, but it was a foam skull.
Oh.
Yeah. It scared the bejeebies out of me, though. I thought it was real, because it could have been. It was right close to the shore where it wouldn't have sank, because it was sitting on the bottom a little bit, but it was spinning around in that eddy. Whew. Yeah. Scared the bejeebies out of me.
Why? It's not like it's going
to. Because I don't want to find a skull. I do not want to find a skull. Then you have to get the police involved, and that's the last thing I want to do is get the police involved when I'm fishing. And sports, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
Beep, 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 beep. You all right?
That's
over there?
All, folks.
For the next few months, we're going to be talking about NFL quarterbacks playing, you know, musical chairs, and I understand that, but now I just found one of the craziest rumors out there so far regarding Deshaun Watson. According to David Newton from ESPN, apparently the Carolina Panthers are so dead set on getting Deshaun Watson that they are willing to give up 3 first-round picks and Christian McCaffrey, one of the best running backs in football, to get him. Like, I can't even imagine that you want the quarterback that bad. I mean, he's going to have nobody else around him, so I don't understand why that would work. But
and they
that's
don't
the
care
craziest
about
one
his,
I've seen so far.
They don't care about his pregame routine?
I'm activated, and I'm ready to go.
Okay. Oh, they're down activated, with that. Baby. He's activated. He's ready to go. He's ready that's to go anywhere.
Said. That's what
he's
said.
He's activated. What else going okay. on?
Yeah. We got some Titans news, man. Like, first-round pick from last year, offensive lineman Isaiah Wilson. He did not have a very auspicious debut for the Titans this year. He played a grand total of 4 plays, spent 2 trips on the COVID list, got arrested for trespassing, got a DUI. Well, Titans GM John Robinson, he is just not having it. He basically went to the media and said, this dude needs to decide if he wants to be a professional football player or not. So, obviously, the clock is ticking. You'd hate to waste a first-round pick on this guy. They said that they researched this guy before they picked him, and they love what they saw, and essentially they did not get what they thought they were researching. So hopefully he can get it together. You feel bad for the kid.
Here's him singing the night he got arrested.
Drunk driving is what I like to do. I like drunk driving with you.
What else going on in sports?
I think he's got a good voice. I don't know. So pretty I good. Found a really dumb bet out of Vegas. So the Washington Wizards are a terrible basketball team. They're 8-17. They got Russell Westbrook, but they got nothing else. They are a plus 50,000 to win the national or to win the NBA championship. So some guy in Vegas had $10,000 burning a hole in his pocket, put it on the Wiz for a chance to win $5 million.
That's a lot of money.
They're not going to make the playoffs.
No, they won't. Not unless that's Michael Jordan wants to play with him again.
Well, they barely made the playoffs then.
He owns Charlotte now. He's not going to play.
Yeah, that's true. He owns Charlotte. Is that who he owns, Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was his 50th birthday yesterday. You think he's still got it?
Yeah, I bet you he could whoop our butts any day.
Oh, yeah.
I'll slam on him, man. I'll take him to the key of whatever they
We're
say.
We're not talking about having a drinking contest with the Munch. We're talking about basketball. We're back with the Penrod Show. Coming up in just a few. Don't go anywhere.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Welcome back to the program. That's me, Penrod Munch. You hear about this.
What?
A new study ranked the 50 states from the most to least educated based on the percentage of people with high school, college degrees, and the quality of schools.
All right.
Can you pick the most educated state?
I'm going to say Vermont. Oh, Buffet.
You're close.
Really?
Massachusetts and Maryland.
Oh.
Two M's up there. They're got the most educated.
Yeah.
The least educated, West Virginia and Mississippi.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
Yeah, I went for 5 years.
You did?
I went for 5 years. But I don't know where we ended up on the list, our state. So I just read that line. Oh, look at there. Smart people there. I guess Maryland, that's where Washington is. So I can't say there's a lot of smart people there, but they're smart enough to fool a bunch of people and get elected. So it's got to count for something. All right, we come to the part of the show where, what did we learn today, Munch? What did you learn today, buddy?
Well, I learned that John Mellencamp is coming out with a 25th album, which I had no idea he was that into the 20s, but, and that it's just really not good.
Not at all.
Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog.
Very unoriginal.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
Really,
I don't get it.
Yeah, not really doing much in terms of writing. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how he'd come up with the idea either. It's just.
It worked out for a while, I guess.
I mean, he's got the inflection right.
Yeah, no, he's got the melody. The melody line is it's following suit, but oof, man.
Yeah.
Other words would help.
Well, that's just too bad for John Mellencamp. I learned that Paul feels like he can just pick up and walk out of the studio at any time of the day. I don't know where he went. I mean, he was here, and he said, okay, I'll be right back, and now the show is just about over, and he's not back.
He's going to come
but
back.
But I did see him walk out with a piece of paper, and it had some numbers written on it, so I'm thinking the code that we learned yesterday to steal out of a vending machine is probably where he's off to right now. He's trying to go steal some stuff.
He'll be back for the post-show fist fight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up tomorrow morning on the program, can you learn drums in a month?
Oh.
Munch is a drummer. We'll find out coming up tomorrow morning and a whole lot more. All right. Stick around. More music on the way.